This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today. And on our show, the second hour, my first guest is Lance LaRusso. He is a litigator, former police officer, an author of four books, two of which I have right in front of me, Blue News and Why Cops Kill. This is a fascinating interview. You must listen to it, okay? Also, from the great state of Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton will be joining us. The senator has written a book which is outstanding. It is called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. This is a tearjerker, I guarantee you. And then Stacy McDaniel will be here. She talks about meals for children during the summertime at the YMCA. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, Lance LaRusso will join us, our first guest this second hour.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest. He's quite a gentleman. He is the principal of the law firm located in Atlanta, Georgia, of LaRusso Law. He is also a former law enforcement officer and the author of four books, two of which I have in my hand right now. One is called Blue News and the other one, When Cops Kill. You've seen him on Fox News, on CNN, on Fox Business Network. And now he's joining us to talk about these books. Our guest is Lance LaRusso. Hi, Lance. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I went through both of these books, and they are riveting. Let's take one here at a time. When Cops Kill, the Aftermath of a Critical Incident. You know, so many people, and rightfully so, talk about the victim, whether it's someone who has committed a crime. But so many times, the officer is really the center of attention because why did he do it? And they have to go home to a family and live a normal life, too. And you've experienced that. What is that like, Lance?
I can tell you that officers who use force, especially officers who use deadly force, it changes their lives. In When Cops Kill, and When Cops Kill, Blue News, and the book Peacemaking, all the profits from those books go to law enforcement charities. So to date, we've donated about $25,000 to law enforcement charities.
Yes.
But I wrote When Cops Kill because after being a firearms instructor for now close to 30 years, we tell officers what to expect in the shooting itself, and we prepare them for that confrontation. But it's the aftermath, what they feel like afterwards. So we interviewed officers who had been involved in shootings, officers who had been shot in the line of duty, family members who got the phone call they dreaded ever getting, just to see how it affected them and what they could expect going forward. One of the people we interviewed was an officer who shot and killed a suspect who shot and killed two police officers. It was 15 years after the event. He said that his goal was one day to make it 24 hours without thinking of the man that he killed. And we had to stop the meeting three times because he was still breaking down with emotion 15 years later.
Now, I think it's important to note here, too, Lance, is that even though they have shot someone who has committed a crime, and in many cases a very violent crime, that really doesn't lessen the blow, does it, Don? I mean, for example, there was a gentleman here on the Orlando Police Force about a year ago that was trying to save three children in an apartment with their father. They were ultimately all found dead. The gentleman killed the three children and shot himself. But in the process, the criminal shot through the door, injured the police officer, 25-year-old police officer with a family who is now in a vegetative state with no chance of recovery. When officers shoot and kill, if he was in the process of going after that man and killing him, there probably would have been remorse, even though that man was in the wrong. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's very difficult for officers to understand that somebody forced them into using deadly force. They refused to drop a weapon or they shot at the police. And, you know, in the situation you described, which is so sad, the other officers on that shift, not only what they had to see and witness, but the next day they put on that same uniform that someone shot at and went to work. And there's been some research done in the past few years about people call it suicide by cop, and that a lot more of these situations actually are people trying to use law enforcement officers to commit suicide. There was a study done a few years ago with 700 officer-involved shootings involving 90 law enforcement agencies. And they started looking at some of the patterns, and in a situation like that, it sounds exactly like that person was trying to commit suicide by forcing a law enforcement officer to take that step and kill them. And when that happens, it takes a tremendous amount of toll on the officers, because not only did they have to take a life, but a lot of times they felt like they had no choice and they were pushed to it. This was not the armed robber who was trying to kill someone or the hostage that needed to be rescued. This is someone that controlled the stakes and forced the officer's hand.
Mm-hmm. I always say, though, whenever they jump on an officer about, you know, he shot this or he was overreacting and he punished somebody for doing something far over and above what they deserve, it's very simple. If the perpetrator, if the person who is committing the crime, the bad guy, the bad girl, just listened. I mean, if you know, if a police officer is calling you stop and you don't, then it kind of got it coming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an interesting point, because we do know, without a doubt, we have seen people encouraging individuals to fight and struggle with the police. And we do know there's situations where the person that the officer is contacting has escalated the situation, really just because they were trying to prove a point. Mm-hmm. Of course, at the time, the officer didn't know that. So if an officer stops someone who fits the description of an armed robbery suspect, and the officer gets no cooperation, the person makes furtive movements, the person refuses to take their hands out of their pockets or runs, a reasonable person in the officer's skin, and the Supreme Court in a case called Graham versus Connor said we don't judge officers by a reasonable person, we judge them by a reasonable officer, because they do know things and tactics and procedures different than the average person. A reasonable officer in that situation would conclude that this person is either hiding something or may actually be the perpetrator. So the actions of folks resisting law enforcement because they want to look good on video and maybe get a payday by suing the officer, they are escalating these situations. And we hear about this term de-escalation. It takes two people to de-escalate a situation. The officer can de-escalate all they want, but if the other person they're dealing with doesn't de-escalate, there will be no de-escalation.
Lance, I'm going to go on my soapbox here right now with the book Blue News. All right, now this touches a subject that's very close to my heart because I've spent over 50 years in the broadcast media. We're going to be talking about how the news media handles shootings by police officers. Several decades, you say, have gone by where politicians of both political parties always supported those individuals of law enforcement. Yet you say that lately this has changed. Many politicians, and you specifically mentioned the fact that particularly Democrats are no longer supportive of law enforcement. A very cavalier statement, but one I think has great merit to it. What's going on? And I got to go along with the title of this Blue News because the news media doesn't know how to report this anymore.
Well, and it's interesting. The whole purpose of Blue News was to help law enforcement officers and the public understand and the media understand how to work together. They can't do the job without each other. And what we've seen is walls thrown up for the purpose of grabbing headlines. So, for example, a few months after President Obama was in office, there was a man who was questioned at the scene of a burglary. And that's what happened. They questioned him. They detained him, trying to find out if he was involved in this burglary. It turns out he was a Harvard professor. And the president, instead of saying, well, I wasn't there, I don't know what happened, I believe the quote was, the Cambridge police acted stupidly. This led to the famous beer summit. But what basically happened out of that is those officers were receiving death threats and receiving harassment every day from people on the ground. And what's interesting about that, if you watch that video of the famous beer summit, President Obama and Vice President Biden were walking well ahead of the professor with the cameras, and he couldn't get down the steps in the Rose Garden. Well, the person who helped him down the steps was the very police officer who was accused of wrongdoing.
Isn't that something? I forgot all about that little conference and what happened with the Cambridge police. And that's what I'm saying. It just seems to me that the news media, and I know I'm going to, all my friends are in the news media, are going to jump on my bones for this one. But the fact of the matter is, they seem to take hearsay more importantly than the whole story. And that certainly taints the men and women in blue. One night I rode with the sheriff's department. I came home the next morning and had a different view of exactly what goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning while everybody else is sleeping and what these men and women go up against while we have no clue. Yet we're Monday morning quarterbacks if they just slip and slide or do something that may not appear to be the proper thing to do when indeed it was because you and I weren't there to, you know, monitor it on the money.
Well, and one of the things that we see, and this was the purpose of Blue News, and Blue News, When Cops Kill and Peacemaking, was about a cop's walk with Christ, are available on Amazon and BlueLineLawyer.com. When we look at Blue News, when you talk about the intersection of law enforcement and media, there is going to be an inherent inaccuracy even with the most professional reporter, especially when you have facts coming out sporadically. Law enforcement has to withhold certain facts in order to vet witnesses. We saw this in the Ferguson situation where we had people that were testifying about what happened, and they really, when it came down to it, they really didn't see anything. They were dealing with hearsay and what they had heard somebody else say to them.
Well, I understand that, Lance. The bottom line is there's going to be that disconnect because of the 24-hour news cycle that doesn't really give a reporter enough time to dig into the story, but that's when they have to be cautious and be journalists who are responsible, too. We're going to pause for a second, Lance. Please stay with us for another segment. Our guest is Lance LaRusso. He has penned several books. The two I have in front of me right now is When Cops Kill, The Aftermath of a Critical Incident, and the other being Blue News, the news media, how they handle shootings by police officers, and the trauma and all of the causes and potential effects that a police officer has when he has to shoot to kill. We're going to pause. Lance LaRusso and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today. My guest is staying over another segment. He is Lance LaRusso, former police officer, now litigator. He's written several books, and we mentioned the fact that with a 24-hour news cycle, it is very difficult sometimes for journalists to get all the facts before reporting it because of the competition.
And we're dealing with a zero news cycle now, a zero-time news cycle, where there isn't something happens at 2:30 in the afternoon and you've got 2.5 hours to put it together for the 5 o'clock news. With the internet websites and also with cable news, there really is no time. And I talked to reporters who were very frustrated. They started out 30 years ago. They don't have the time to vet witnesses or vet the perspectives of witnesses who have said, well, I saw XYZ. They don't have time to go to where the witness was standing and looking to see what they saw. So there is a disconnect that's going to happen. But when you have somebody whose agenda gets in the way, where they're intentionally changing the facts or they're intentionally not reporting all of the facts. I'll give you an example I talk about in Blue News when the police in Missouri switched from their regular campaign hats, their regular duty hats, to the Kevlar helmets. It made out in the news that, well, they were trying to, they were inspiring riots, they were confrontational. Well, the reason they were doing that was the protesters are protected by the First Amendment. Rioters are not. Rioters are criminals. And the rioters were freezing pint-sized water bottles during the day and throwing them at police at night. Well, if you get hit in the side of the head with a frozen pint-sized water bottle, it's like getting hit with a brick. Well, in the morning, when the light was up and the media would take video and look on the ground, what they would see was water bottles because it was August and September, so they were melted. You know, when you have somebody who's not taking the time to go behind the scenes to learn more, people who are taking the word of witnesses, and part of Blue News was born out of Ferguson. Part of the problem was the police department was putting out nothing. They didn't put any information out for about 5 days until the video came out from the store, which was a strong-arm robbery. Some people called it a shoplifting. And then, you know, the response was, well, that's character assassination. No, that's what the officer was dealing with. But there was a lot more to that story. Darren Wilson had responded to an infant that was in distress minutes before in that situation, before he contacted Michael Brown. Michael Brown, the reason his body laid in the sun was because the medical examiner couldn't get to the scene because of all the shooting that was going on around. But yet the police were blamed for letting the body sit in the sun. And, you know, in most states, including Missouri, it's a felony to move a body without the permission of the medical examiner. The bottom line was the truth was there, but it got caught in such a frenzy. And the motto, and when I sign the inside of a copy of Blue News, I tell people, tell your own story. If you don't tell your own story, someone else will. And what we got from Ferguson from law enforcement not telling their own story properly is a false narrative of hands up, don't shoot. And you can ask 100 people how many times Michael Brown was shot in the back, and they will give you a number. Michael Brown was never shot in the back, was never shot with his hands up, and that's according to the Department of Justice report on the shooting.
By the way, you did sign my books that way, too, to tell your story.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about the zero timeline to be able to break a story on national and local news, and I understand that totally, but there should be some kind of a judgment made that if you cannot take a story that you have sufficiently researched, and your main objective is to break it so that you can compete with your competitor down the street, and you say something that's inaccurate and then have to go back and relive that later. But you know what? It's like in a courtroom. When they say something, they say strike it from the record, but the jury still heard it.
Well, it's also on the internet forever. And the other issue with that, too, is you have the formal media who will do a retraction. They will note that, we made a mistake. But as I talk about in When Cops Kill, I talk about the media and the informal media, the social media sources, the blogs and other sources that we see, vlogging and podcasts. They basically have become so prolific that information can come out in these informal sources without the influence of a professional judgment of a journalist, and it's there forever. There are lies that you can look up, and they are imprinted in the internet forever. And then, you know, I represented an officer who was involved in a shooting. It made international news, and when the officer was finally cleared by the district attorney's office, by a grand jury, by the U.S. attorney's office, the case made a one-paragraph story in a local newspaper. And I understand why. I understand that, you know, people weren't focused on it. But the problem is behind that is an officer who may have had to go into hiding to avoid the media and death threats. Children of that officer who are facing ridicule in school. Parent who are afraid to take their children to the ballpark to watch a game while this 6-month or a year time frame is pending for the case to be heard by a grand jury.
It's a real shame that when you know someone who's a police officer and you fear for their life just for them putting on the suit and going and helping children walk across the street at the beginning of school just because they have that uniform on. That is a sad state of affairs. The book is called Blue News. The other one is When Cops Kill. You mentioned, of course, the third book, Peacemaking. You have a fourth book, though, and it is fiction, is it not?
Yes, it's fiction. It's 5 short stories. It's called Parallax, True Crime Tales. And the reason we're calling it True Crime Tales is they are fiction stories, but they apply police procedure, actual police procedure, to these tales. So, you know, my wife reads a lot of fiction, and it drives her crazy when someone says somebody pulls a Glock out of their holster and took the safety off. She wants to stop reading. So this actually is reality-based, and the 5 short stories are available on e-books. We've had so many calls for a book you can hold in your hand and an audiobook. We'll be coming out with those soon. And in the fall, I have a full-length novel coming out.
Any of these could be put into a movie form or a movie of the week or something?
Only if Robert Redford plays me. That's the only caveat I give them, and apparently they've rejected that outright. I would love it. I think people would enjoy it. I think people are fascinated, even with the bad publicity that people bring about law enforcement officers. I can assure you, the general public supports law enforcement.
Yes.
And I think there is a genuine interest, like with your ride-along you mentioned. Now, people are genuinely interested in not only the human factor of an officer going to a stranger's house to protect them or to work a domestic dispute or deal with a child in need, but also the science of it. The science has changed tremendously since I went to the police academy in 1989. I mean, you're talking about 30 years of testing, not only ballistic testing, but also DNA, all sorts of science that goes into the average everyday case that was fiction. It was Buck Rogers, you know, 20 years ago. Nobody thought we'd ever have that type of technology.
Well, the fact of the matter is that with the success going all the way back to the early 50s, right up till yesterday, that police stories have still been the mainstay. Soap operas and police stories, you know, even cowboy westerns and variety shows went by the wayside, but not those two formats. Again, the books are Blue News, When Cops Kill, Peacemaking, and Parallax, True Crime Tales, all penned by our guest, Lance LoRusso. Good to have an Italian boy do well, Lance.
Thank you. you.
And I invite you to come back and join us again.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lance. So important to get this out to the general public that these first responders we owe so much to. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country, especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. I am honored to have our next guest with us. I got his book in the mail a couple of days ago, and I will be very honest with you, okay? This book actually was emotional to me, and I think should be in every school, every city, in every state in our country. He served with the military in Iraq with the 101st Airborne Division and in Afghanistan. He also, between combat tours, served with the United States Army's 3rd Infantry Regiment, known as the Old Guard, at Arlington Cemetery. Bronze Star Combat Infantryman badge and a Ranger tab, and he served one term in the House of Representatives before election to the Senate. Joining us right now from the great state of Arkansas, the Honorable Senator Tom Cotton. Hello, Senator. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for your interest in Sacred Duty.
Sacred Duty, a soldier's tour at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, Senator, I mean this. After reading this book, this is the book that students should be reading so they have a grasp on what it takes to become a soldier to protect this country. I mean, this is a must-read. Plus, the pictorials are fantastic. You did a great job with this, Senator.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I think it's a very good introduction for young men and women in our schools to read Sacred Duty, not just to the kind of training that you can receive in our military and the expectations that will be placed on you, the responsibility and the leadership opportunities you'd have at a young age, but also to understand the price of freedom as well, because Sacred Duty is the story of the Old Guard of Arlington, which for 71 years honor at military honor funerals to our fallen heroes here. And that's a story that all Americans, I think in particular, as you say, young Americans should hear.
And the questions that I have after I read this could go on for days and days and days. I'm sure you got a vote in the Senate sometimes coming up here in the next 6 months where I would be still talking about this if it was my choice. Section 60. Explain to me what is Section 60, because when you went initially to be on duty at Arlington, this had no graves at.
As I say in Sacred Duty, Ron, Arlington has broken down into many sections. They're up into the 80s now. A lot of the older sections are full. They've been full for decades. But in the southeastern corner of the cemetery, you have some of the newer sections that are the operating sections where funerals are performed every day. But Section 60 is a very special section. The Arlington leadership, for a variety of reasons, that those who fell in the line of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq and other theaters. Some people call it the saddest acre in America for that reason. It's very different from all the other sections. You know, I was in Arlington last weekend for Memorial Day, and there were hundreds of people there. Many families will come out across the country, families that I've gotten to know over the past several years. So it really is a living testament in a way that the other sections are not. It is sad. I can understand why it has that nickname, the saddest acre in America. But I have to say, Ron, as I write in Sacred Duty, I prefer to think of it as the noblest acre in America, sacrifice of those American heroes.
How many are in the Old Guard today?
Old Guard has about 1,500 soldiers, Ron. That's bigger than it was when I was there 12 years ago. It's also much bigger than the other four services' ceremonial units. Each of the services has ceremonial detachment at the Capitol that performs their own honor funerals in the cemetery. And for large joint armed forces events, they all provide a marching element. So, for instance, at a state arrival ceremony or a presidential inauguration. But to give you a sense of scale, the Old Guard at 1,500 soldiers is more than twice as large as the other four services.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever experienced a burial at Arlington Cemetery, it is very emotional. I mean, I've seen several times while visiting, and if anything grabs your heart, it really does. I found an interesting part of the book here where, you know, just before Memorial Day, you put all the flags on the graves. And by the way, they're putting on like 250,000 flags on Memorial Day. And you use your foot against the stone to come out a certain distance, and then a bottle cap in your hand to push the flag in. I found that interesting.
That's right, Ron. So the Thursday before Memorial Day, now going into its eighth decade, is known as Flag Day at Arlington. So I start sacred duty with my own experience, where in 2007 I was one of the Old Guard soldiers who took off my ceremonial blue uniforms and put on combat fatigue using overhead imagery and phase lines and radios to call in progress. But you have to use a bottle cap, otherwise your hand gets chewed up. I tell the story about my first flag fan when no one had shared this bit of soldierly wisdom with me. So my privates laughed after a couple of my own rows. My hand was getting chewed up. It's kind of like, you know, I guess, forgetting your rifle or your night vision goggles in combat. But one young private squared me away, and we kept moving. And as you say, we used our foot to face the flags because we wanted everything to be perfect. So one soldier per row, you know, my size 14 foot couldn't be matched against the short soldier's size 9 foot. Once you started a row, you had to finish it because you wanted to maintain that perfect symmetry. Mm-hmm. So when the families and their fellow Americans came over the weekend, they would know that each grave had been visited by a current soldier who had taken a moment in a perfect perfect effort at perfection to honor those who fall in defense of our nation.
Well, I have to tell you something. It must be very gratifying to have that duty and experience that. But it's got to be very, very tough at sometimes, too. It's got to be just horrendous when you see our men and women come back from battle and laid to rest there. Who is eligible to be buried in Arlington?
There are many, many categories. Some are somewhat obscure and very, very minor. But the largest categories, the main, you know, in the main on any given day, would be the following. First, of course, anyone who's killed in action. Second, any soldier who has received a medal for valor, precedence of Silver Star or above. Third, any soldier who's received a Purple Heart. Fourth, any soldier who has served for 20 years or more. And those are the main categories. That shifts over time as well, Ron, and that's been the case going back to the earliest days. The cemetery started as a union. It's very controversial. So these things change over time, but those are today in the main.
As I mentioned earlier, that the reason this should be in every school is just to have our students know the price that has been paid for their freedom. And I'm sure, as a senator, that sometimes different senators and congresspeople say things in the media that kind of aggravate you, certainly do me, but there is some people that don't understand what it has taken because they're too young and too inexperienced to keep this country free. How do these soldiers stay so erect, especially as a sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? I mean, I've watched this. It's staggering. I mean, they're like not even human sometimes.
Ron, it's just like anything else in the Army, training.
Training.
You know, soldiers are selected for the Old Guard, very high and specific criteria, like height and weight. So they're not getting anyone coming in to the Old Guard, physical profiles or limited duty restrictions. I had to stand at attention for 75 minutes.
That's unbelievable. Well, the name of the book is Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. And thank you for your past service and your continued service. And even though I am from Florida, when I come to Washington, can I visit you?
Absolutely, Ron. I'd be happy to see you.
And thank you for your service to our country, Senator. Guest has been Senator Tom Cotton, Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And summer's here, you know, the children are out of school and they're having a good time. But I have a statistic in front of me. that ironically I had heard on television the other night, and I said, you got to be kidding me. And now I have it in front of me again. And that is 1 in 6 children in the United States, our country, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't know where their next meal is coming from. And this becomes even a bigger issue during the summer months when millions of kids who are relying on free and reduced cost lunch plans at their school face an increased risk of going hungry. This is crazy. This shouldn't be happening. Joining us right now is nutrition advocate and anti-hunger initiative specialist at the YMCA, our guest is Stacy McDaniel. Hi, Stacy. How are you? Happy summertime.
Hi, Ron. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. As I mentioned before, we went on the air. You have a very, very nice voice. You should be on radio. Wait a minute.
It's a great opportunity to be on radio.
Wait a minute. You are on radio. What am I saying? You are on radio today. So this is America. And I don't want to sound like I'm an isolationist, okay? But, you know, we give a lot to other countries and a lot of food away, all right? What is wrong with starving our youngsters in this country because of the fact that in the summertime they go without food? The only respite they have is the winter and normal school term.
You know, it's something that's hard to believe, but it is true. And hunger is in every community in America. And these are our children. It's not okay. The fact is, summer is particularly difficult. We have 22 million kids who rely on the school's free and reduced lunch during the school year. 22 million. Yet only 17% of those kids are able to access free food over the summer. It leaves a tremendous gap and a big concern for families who have the same food budget they've had all year round, but now summer comes and they lose access to those school meals. Here at the Y, we know kids are happier and healthier when they have consistent access to healthy food, and that's why we are partnering up to provide the YMCA Summer Food Program to help meet that gap.
Now, you talk about empty calories in the food. Now, we always say kids today are starting to be obese. I have to be honest with you. When I was growing up, there were a couple of obese kids in the neighborhood, but nothing to the extent of now. But you talk about often nutrition starved yet served empty calories. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, hunger looks different here in America, and it's easy to be fooled and say if a child's overweight, they're not hungry. But think about if you have a limited food budget, what are you going to be able to purchase? You're going to need to make those dollars stretch. And those options that are more affordable tend to be really calorie-rich, nutrition-deficient foods, things like a bag of chips, a frozen pizza. Those aren't going to be as healthy as a bag of fresh produce, whole grain, full, robust, nutritious meals. But it's what families are able to have. So this is where the YMCA is really able to step in, not only addressing the issue of hunger, but also addressing the issue of access to healthy foods. That is equally as important for children in this country. We're stepping in, providing nutritious meals to kids, developing lifelong learning, a love of healthy eating, getting kids active and engaged and social over the summer. That's just as important. This is a full-scale nourishment where kids can come in 18 and under, access nutritious meals, have fun activities with their friends during the summer, so that we're really addressing both of these issues all at the same time.
Now, kids just walk in, or do they have to be a member?
They can walk in. All of the summer food programs are completely free. We pair up these meals and activities at more than 2,500 sites across the nation. Those can be at YMCAs, public parks, libraries, low-income apartment complexes. We really try to go beyond the Y walls to make sure that we have summer meal sites where kids can just walk up and access those meals. Kids 18 and under can access these programs at no charge. Last year, YMCAs provided more than 7 million healthy meals and snacks to over 300,000 kids during the summer. And we do this through a partnership with Walmart Foundation. We've been partnering with Walmart Foundation since 2011. Actually, just reached a huge milestone last year and served our 100 millionth meal.
When you talk about anybody can walk in, is it basically lunchtime we're talking here?
It varies across the country. So if you wanted to find out what the exact times and locations are in your community, you can go to the YFeedsKids.org. Typically, it's lunch, but it can be breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. It really varies based upon the location. Typically, you're talking lunch, but sometimes it's breakfast. breakfast and lunch, or it might be snack and dinner.
What beyond just the food does the Y serve? I remember my mother used to say, I said this all the time, but of course I didn't think I did, but I heard it from my kids. What can I do? And they wait all summer, have time off from school, and then they want to know, what can I do? Now, of course, this might have changed today with all of these, you know, things with telephones and games that you can play on the telephone, but are there other things that can get children moving again? You know, I got to tell you something, Stacey. I've said this a million times on the air. I see the bus stop in the winter, in the fall, in the spring, all these kids. Summertime, I don't even know they're in the neighborhood. They're never outside.
Yeah, it's a very different age we live in. But, you know, with all of the technology, it brings the challenge of social isolation. We're more connected, but we're more isolated than ever. The YMCA, in addition to the meals kids can get there, it's an opportunity for them to come and be active, get off the sofa. Not only that, but build relationships, interact with other kids. We have free learning activities, free games. We really focus on that achievement, relationships, and belonging. We want kids to be recognized for their successes, to feel that sense of belonging, to feel like they've achieved, to have relationships with others. When you're coming to the YMCA Summer Food Program, you're not only going to get a nutritious meal, you're going to have some fun activities, you're going to be able to meet some new friends, and also have some positive role models to interact with. This is full-scale nourishment, mind, spirit, and body.
Now, it doesn't make a difference if it's YMCA or the YWCA.
They're actually slightly different affiliations, but for us, these are the YMCA summer food programs. You can find exactly where they are in your community at theyfeedskids.org.
Okay, female could go to the YMCA for lunch or dinner or breakfast, right?
Yes, they sure can. Okay. And the wonderful thing about the YMCA is it's not only the summer food program, we actually have ongoing continuing access all year round. We provide after-school meal programs. Anytime school is out, we want to be able to fill that nutrition gap. So we have after-school meal programs, summer meal programs. Last year, we piloted weekend and holiday meal programs, really trying to make sure that families can provide consistent access to nutritious meals for their children anytime school is out.
And our guest has been child nutrition advocate for the YMCA, our guest, Stacey McDaniels. And thank you for all that you're doing and the why.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Keep that nice voice, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
YMCA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
or to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgwick today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include from the team of Penn and Teller, Penn Jillette, Frankie Avalon, legendary rock and roll singer, Alicia Davis, senior editor of People's Magazine and the host of People Magazine's Investigates Cults. Also want to thank world traveler Kinga Phillips, along with Lance LaRusso, author and litigator and former law officer. From the great state of Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton for his book Sacred Duty, and Stacey McDaniel. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week, Father's Day weekend, when we'll do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgwick today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgwick, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.